The story at City College has had lots of twists and turns since last year, and the Chronicle's higher education reporter Nanette Asimov has been one of the public's main sources for information about it. She sat down with executive editor Ben Trefney to talk about how the school got to where it is today and where it's going next.
So since the accreditation issue came up last year, what's changed at CCSF?
Almost immediately, City College went into high gear to address the issues listed in the accreditation report. And, you know, they could have done nothing, but they tried to do everything. And so what has changed is they've spent a year addressing one by one all of these problems that the Accreditation Commission said they had. For instance, they earlier had no planning, no system for planning their budgeting out beyond, you know, the current horrible year of cuts and whatever. And now, so they say, they have multi-year budgeting going on, which is significant for any large institution. I mean, it's a huge institution. To not be able to predict how you're going to spend your money a few years out is significantly problematic. Another issue that has apparently changed is something called enrollment management. Imagine, again, a huge institution that has really no idea how it will plan for the students that it has. In other words, if you know you're going to have a certain number of students coming in, you have to figure out what courses you're going to offer those students, what they need, and who will teach them. But City College didn't operate that way in the past. It just sort of said, well, what courses do we want to teach? And all right, how many students are coming in? You know, they weren't connected. And so that was a huge issue for them to change.
That sounds very disorganized before the Oversight Committee came in and looked at it.
I think that would be something the commission would have said, yes, disorganized. And I think they might have even used that word. Another kind of issue that has changed is that the federal law requires that all schools, all colleges, do something called student learning outcomes, known colloquially as doing your SLOs. And City College did not do their SLOs. They just taught. You know, and they're good teachers, so they taught well. But they didn't measure how well they were teaching as required. That's called student learning outcomes. And a small group of instructors really took this to heart and developed a process to create student learning outcomes. And it's been a huge endeavor for the college with collecting data, getting instructors on board with this. And so that is major for City College of San Francisco. Evidently, they are now measuring their student learning outcomes and changing their instruction as a result to match what they discover.
So if City College were to lose its accreditation, how would that affect the institution?
Well, a college requires, it has to be accredited in order to receive state and federal funding. I don't think that actually federal funding is given except in the form of financial aid. But without accreditation, it wouldn't be state funded and its students could not receive financial aid. And what I'm told is that it would have to close because of that. Without that money, it doesn't function.
So what are some of the other possible outcomes from the commission's decision, which we're expecting next month?
Right. Well, I think everybody at City College, the leadership at City College, I should say, is hoping that they'll be upgraded to probation, or, you know, they wouldn't mind being on warning or fully accredited. But is that likely? The leadership here thinks they'll probably be placed on probation. Why is that? They've worked really, really hard, but City College is the first to say that they haven't fixed everything.
Do you see the situation at City College to be emblematic at all of what's going on in public higher education on the whole? I mean, CCSF has so many different services. We talked about the number of people who live and work in San Francisco and the surrounding areas who get adult education there, ESL, vocational training, GEDs, enrichment classes. What does this say about the status of City College?
Well, I think the recession, the economic crisis that has, you know, swept the country over the last number of years has just shaken education to the core. And it's caused a lot of these problems. And the reason is that it's hard when your budget drops so precariously. I can't tell you exactly how much City College has lost, but it's like, you know, millions and millions of dollars, as have other colleges around the country. What do you do about that? You can either realize that you have to downsize your what you're doing. You're going to maybe have to lay people off. You're going to have to offer fewer classes. You're going to have to, if you're doing enrollment management properly, if your college is well run, you can, you know, sadly shrink to fit the budget that you have. But if your college doesn't have those controls in place, then you're just in trouble. And that happens to a lot of colleges that really aren't properly run. So what's happening across the country is now the forced look at, well, how do we run our school? And are we in a good position to shrink if we need to or grow if we need to? And that's what's happening to City College. And that's what is happening to other schools as well.